Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Revelations that the FBI executed a search warrant at former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida is sparking an intense defense in conservative media. NPR's David Folkenflik has details.
In recent weeks, Fox News had distanced itself just a bit from Trump as the January 6th House Select Committee cast him in a harsh light. Now right-wing media voices, including those at Fox, have swung into full defense mode. They're projecting a dark and, in some cases, even violent tone. Conservative talk show host Buck Sexton called the search a preventative coup. Fox's Sean Hannity said President Biden was wielding the Justice Department against his most formidable election foe. Matt Schlapp, the chairman of the American Conservative Union and CPAC, wrote for Fox that the U.S. is now a third world country. Today is war, said YouTube right-winger Steven Crowder. Loyalty to Trump, at least for now, once more, the paramount concern. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The latest turmoil surrounding Trump threatened to overshadow President Biden's victory lap today at the White House, where he signed the $280 billion CHIPS and Science Act into law. He says the massive investment in high-tech manufacturing is vital to national security.
We need these semiconductors not only for those Javelin missiles, but also for weapon systems of the future that are going to be even more reliant on advanced chips. Unfortunately, we produce 0% of these advanced chips now. And China is trying to move away ahead of us and manufacture these sophisticated chips as well. It's no wonder the Chinese Communist Party actively lobbied U.S. business against this bill.
Throughout his remarks from the White House, Biden was struggling with a cough. The 79-year-old's doctor has said that Biden has recovered from COVID-19 and has tested negative multiple times for the coronavirus. Five people are reported injured, one person killed after multiple explosions rocked a Russian airbase today on the occupied peninsula of Crimea. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has the latest.
Eyewitness videos posted online showed massive plumes of smoke billowing from the Saki airbase near Novofedorovka on Crimea's west coast. Russia's defense ministry said the explosions were caused by an accidental detonation of ordnance, and there had been no sign of an attack, even as local authorities called for an evacuation. Meanwhile, the location of the explosions on the Crimean Peninsula Russia forcibly annexed from Ukraine in 2014 immediately led to speculation Kyiv had carried out its first major strike on the peninsula since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine in February. Authorities in Kyiv had no immediate comment on the incident. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
New Mexico authorities are reporting they've arrested a primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque since last November. The most recent deadly attack was Friday night. Police Chief Harold Medina wrote on Twitter, a suspect was found in connection with a vehicle of interest. It's NPR. Motown songwriter Lamont Dozier has died. Along with Brian and Eddie Holland, Dozier wrote dozens of hits for the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, the Four Tops, and others. His death was announced by his son on Instagram. He was 81 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
Heat wave, how sweet it is, stop in the name of love, you keep me hanging on. Holland Dozier Holland wrote an astonishing number of hits. Lamont Dozier grew up in Detroit. He once said it was an elementary school teacher who liked his writing and encouraged him to keep at it. Soon he was putting his poems to music. By the time he was 15, he had his own doo-wop group. After Dozier parted ways with the Holland brothers, he put out a solo album.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling.
Lamont Dozier helped make Motown Hitsville, USA. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Serena Williams is strongly signaling plans to retire after the U.S. Open, which begins later this month. The iconic professional tennis player writes in a Vogue essay that she's, quote, evolving away from tennis. Williams says her goals are expanding her family and her business interests. She says it's something has to give. As she's about to turn 41, Williams' career includes 23 singles, Grand Slam titles. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.